Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah, wala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And welcome to the iHalakha classroom in the heart of East London, where students of knowledge pass on what they've learnt and give their knowledge life. Now we're discussing Ramadan, which is a fantastic opportunity to discuss sabr and develop something in us where we can become stronger believers. The problem is, some believers end Ramadan without having built sabr. Instead, they build patience. Now, there's probably two questions that you have in mind. One is, what's the difference between sabr and patience? And the other is, what's wrong with patience? Well, to begin, sabr is explicitly and directly connected to iman. Ali bin Abi Talib, radiallahu an, he's narrated as saying, la sabr, la iman. If you have no sabr, you have no iman. Now, sabr we know is to be steadfast upon a path and continue upon it. The problem here, when we're talking about patience, is that it's not explicitly connected to iman. Patience means, by definition, that you haven't accepted your test. That's why you need patience, to prevent yourself from reacting. Now, here's two examples that will help illustrate the point. One is the Dalai Lama, who was interviewed, and he was saying that there was a fly buzzing around and it was annoying him, but he showed patience. The other is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was visited in Medina by a Bedouin, and we know the Bedouins were rough people. And as the narrator says, the Bedouin grabbed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by his collar and pulled. Now, the narrator says that a red mark could be seen immediately visible on the skin of Habibullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, if somebody was to say that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had patience, knowing our definition, then you would say that there'd be a problem with the reaction. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had sabr. He understood the test, accepted it, stopped, and then acted the way that he's intended to. And so he turned to the Bedouin and smiled. And that is what it means to have sabr, to accept your test. So ask yourself, brothers and sisters, in Ramadan, as you fast, you get hungry, you get tired, you're going to be facing difficulties. Will you have sabr or will you have patience? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.